Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the way that it speaks to us. And we ask, Lord, that as we look at it this morning, that you might, through your Spirit, work in our hearts and minds and challenge us and encourage us to live such lives that bring glory and honor to you. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I find it ironic that the readings for today are such, for instance, the readings from Romans. These are lectionary readings. These are readings that a good number of traditional churches all around Australia are doing today. Romans chapter 13. For those of you who are a little bit politically minded, you would know today is the anniversary of what? Or this weekend is the anniversary of what? The election, the Abbott government, first year. And here we have a reading that starts with the words, "Everyone must submit themselves to the governing authorities." And this is a weekend in which there are people who are probably giving a grade to the current federal government, you know, an A-, a B+, a C, or a couple of other letters of the alphabet. I know some of my Facebook friends would be giving different letters of the alphabet, depending on which side of the political spectrum that they sit. And I reckon in a room such as this, that there would be a variety of opinions as well. Please don't yell out those opinions at the moment. Save them for yourselves. But here we come to this passage. And it speaks about submitting to authorities and to governing authorities. And I wonder, if you claim to be a follower of Jesus, does that make a difference to your support of governing authorities? Should it make a difference to your support of governing authorities? See, that's a question that's sort of behind the scenes in this passage. Let's actually have a look at this passage. And I have to say, look, Paul is so blunt that it's and so straight to the point, and he even wants to make sure that we get the point that he says it twice, that you could read this reading out again and just sit back down. But preachers never do that. They always want to say a few extra things. So what I'm going to do is we're going to look at this passage. Have a look with me. Paul starts with the words, "Everyone must submit themselves to the governing authorities." And actually, if you look in verse 5, he says it again. "Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities." Why, I hear you ask? Very good question. Let me show you what Paul says, or why Paul says we should. Have a look. The second part of verse 1. "Everyone must submit themselves to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against God and what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. And then, if you actually have a look at right at the end of verse 5, so see, verse 5 is where he repeats his idea again. He ends with the words, "but also because of conscience," which is the same thing as what he's saying at the start. You need to submit yourselves to the ruling authorities because there is no ruling authority that isn't instituted by God. So if you can see it, submit yourselves to the ruling authorities. Why? One, because there is no authority that isn't instituted by God. And two, second reason, well, it's in verse 3. "For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from the fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and they will commend you." And you see exactly the same idea in verse 5. "Therefore, it's necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of the possible punishment." So the second reason why we're to submit to the ruling authorities is because if you don't, there are consequences. I found it interesting this week. I was reading some news articles, and there was one talking about speed cameras and the facts and truth about speed cameras. And you know, you talk about speed cameras with a room of 10 people, and you'll get 17 different opinions on speed cameras. But one of it, in the comments, it's always interesting to read the comments at the bottom of the web pages and to see what people think. And the very first comment was, "Well, if you don't speed, you won't get fined." Well, then they got hammered from pillar to post by everybody else who commented on that comment. But it was true, wasn't it? if you don't speed, you won't get... Actually, if you don't drive, you won't get fined either. So what we see Paul saying here is that Christians are to submit themselves to the governing authorities. First reason, because there is no authority that isn't instituted by God. And second reason, because there are consequences if you don't. I don't really need to expand on the second reason terribly much, do I? It's fairly obvious, isn't it? There are consequences if we don't obey. It's not a very spiritual reason, but it is a very practical reason why we're to obey or to submit ourselves. But the first one's interesting, isn't it? There is no authority except that which God has established. It seems obvious, but I wonder how often we forget it. There is no government. There is no king, queen, president, whatever form of government is in a particular place that is not unknown to God and permitted to exist by God. What do we call God? The Lord God Almighty. So what does that mean? The Lord God Almighty. That means there is nothing that happens in the cosmos that he is not aware of. Do you think that God wakes up one morning and goes, well, how did Tony Abbott become Prime Minister? Do you think that things surprise him? And there is no form of governing authority that he does not permit to exist. If he's Lord God Almighty, he knows that. If he doesn't know that, he's not the Lord God Almighty, he's the Lord God occasionally. And if we rebel against what God has instituted and are permitted to exist, then we actually rebel against God. That's the argument Paul is putting forward. So what does that mean when the rubber hits the road? Well, Paul goes on to explain some of that. Have a look in verses 6 and 7. This is why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honour, then honour. I hazard a guess that there must have been some issues going on some 2,000 years ago for the Christians in Rome. And so Paul writes about it. And do you know what I find really ironic and amazing? Same things are happening, aren't they? Nothing much changes. Paying taxes, paying debts, giving respect, giving honour. It's amazing, actually. When I was preaching earlier at another church, I had a person who actually is a retired person from the taxation department, and they can tell you some stories. But you see, avoiding tax is almost like a national sport, isn't it? What are the different ways we can avoid paying tax? What is it that I can get away with? Now, again, I need to be clear here. I'm not talking about minimising tax. I'm talking about illegal evasion of tax. Okay, it's a very different sort of thing. And the idea of paying debts. We so easily get sucked into debt, don't we? And yet we can then so easily convince ourselves that, well, we don't need to then honour that responsibility of paying it back. And respect and honour. Paul says that we are to give respect and honour if they are due. And again, it seems to be part of the Australian culture. It's almost like an Australian sport to sort of belittle and put people down, isn't it? Particularly politicians. Have a look at those cartoons you see in the papers. Now, sometimes never a truer word is said in jest, but the way we caricature our politicians and those who are in authority. We need to remember, whether we agree with a particular politician, and let's just pick on a Prime Minister for the moment, whether we agree with a particular Prime Minister or not, they still are what? The Prime Minister, and need to be respected as such. Now you might be saying at this point, well come on Greg, just get off your high horse a little bit, it's a bit all over the top, you know, it's part of the Australian culture, we're just having a bit of fun. You know, and who gets hurt by not paying taxes? Well, Did you notice the end of the reading? Why is it that Paul starts to talk about the commandments in the same breath of paying taxes and giving respect and giving honour? Did you notice he says, the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. Paul links the commandments, those things that we consider to be moral imperatives, with actually submitting to the governing authorities. And what did Jesus say himself? When Jesus was asked whether we were to pay taxes, what did he say? Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, render unto God what is God's. Now, at this point, there's probably an elephant in the room. Actually, there's probably a couple of elephants in the room. I'm only going to deal with one of them. The rest of them we can talk about over morning tea or over the barbecue. And I reckon there will be some great conversations over the barbecue. And I encourage you to talk about it, to wrestle with the passage. But the elephant I'm thinking about is, yeah, but Greg, what about when the government is actually not a very good government? What about when the government is actually a very ungodly government? Now, where are the exceptions? Where's the loophole where I don't have to submit to the ruling authority? And there actually are exceptions. There are three exceptions in the scriptures that I can think of off the top of my head of where people did not submit to the ruling authorities. One, in the book of Revelation, you hear the stories about when they did not, those people who did not bow down to the beast. In a similar story, in the book of Daniel, his three mates do not bow down to the idol and they're thrown into the fiery furnace. The book of Acts, the apostles are told, don't go and tell people about Jesus. And they say, we have to obey God on this. There's three I can think of, and you can probably think of some others. So there are exceptions. But I actually wonder, I wonder if we jump so quickly to wanting to say, yeah, but where's the exceptions? When is it that I don't have to obey the government? I actually wonder if a better question is, why does Paul even write this? Why is it there? Why is it that Paul has to remind Christians about submitting to the ruling authorities? Do you want the short answer? Here's the short answer. Because it's worship. You weren't expecting that, were you? It's worship. Let me explain what I mean by that. See, we're in a part of Romans when Paul's talking about people who follow Jesus and whose lives are transformed. Have a look with me. Chapter 12 of Romans, verses 1 and 2. You only got to turn back one page. You don't have to go far. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. That is, we are every part of our lives, everything we do, say and think is part of our worship. It's not just coming together on Sunday and singing songs. And he goes on, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, we read something like that, and we think of all the big things. You know, the big things like, say, sexual purity. And we go, yep, that's, we're not going to conform any longer to the pattern of the world. Or violence, no, we're not going to continue to follow the pattern of the world. But it's all things. All things. And Paul then, you know, over the next chapter or two, deals with some things, including submitting ourselves to the ruling authorities. Because the pattern of this world is what? Self-interest. Don't you tell me what to do. I will determine what I do. Disobedience, rebellion. And Paul says, no. God says no. Followers of Jesus, our lives are transformed. And so therefore, everything we do, everything we say, everything we think is actually worship. And it includes how we respond to the governing authorities. Whether that be a government, we voted for or not. As a follower of Jesus, we are to be different to this world. And I reckon the greatest example of that, of this, is praying for our leaders. I remember having a conversation once with somebody from a church. They hadn't come to church for a while. So I did the pastoral thing. I went round to see how they were. And they said, oh, look, we can't come to church anymore. And I said, why is that? And they said, because you prayed for that Prime Minister. It was a while ago, and I'm not going to tell you which Prime Minister it was. And I said, so are there people who are beyond prayer and shouldn't be prayed for? In fact, the scriptures actually say to pray for our kings and leaders. You might again be saying, but wait a second, Greg. Wait a second. What if I just outright disagree with our government? Are you telling me that as a Christian I can't protest? No, I never said that. The scriptures don't even say that. We have a right in this country to be able to protest, but as Christians we should do it respectfully, shouldn't we? Are you telling me, Greg, that, you know, I can't critique the government? I can't give them a C- if I think they deserve a C-? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, don't forget to pray for them too. Are you telling me, Greg, that, you know, I can't reduce my tax bill? No. As I said earlier, I'm not talking about minimising tax, I'm talking about evading tax illegally. Like I said, I reckon this will make an interesting conversation over a barbecue lunch. But let me reiterate, Paul is so very clear. There is no authority that exists that God does not know about and permit to continue. For whatever reason, and we may not know the reasons. And if we claim to follow Jesus, then that changes everything in our lives. Everything we do, say, and think is a spiritual act of worship, including submitting to those who are put in leadership over us and not conforming any longer to the pattern of this world. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for your word. And even, Lord, when it niggles and we may not be happy with it, and we wrestle with it, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to wrestle with it. We thank you that your Spirit takes your word and brings about your good fruit. And we pray for us, Lord, as a church, as followers of Jesus, that you would help us to wrestle with this passage and all other passages that we look at in the coming weeks, so that everything we do say and think will bring glory to your name and your kingdom. And this we ask in Jesus' name.